Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. India's pharmaceutical exports surge over 9% to reach $30 billion in last financial year. 4 people killed and 12 feared trapped under debris in a building collapse in Mustafabad area of Delhi. Joint entrance examination main session 2 results declared. 24 students obtained perfect 100 NTA score. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The External Affairs Ministry, in a statement today, said that this will be PM Modi's third visit to the kingdom after his previous visits in 2016 and 2018. The visit follows the state visit of Prince Salman to New Delhi in September 2023 to attend the G20 summit and co-chair the first meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia Strategic Partnership Council. India and Saudi Arabia share close and friendly ties with a long history of socio-cultural and trade contacts. As strategic partners, the two countries share strong bilateral relations across various areas, including political, defense, security, trade, investment, energy, technology, health, education, culture, and people-to-people ties. India's pharmaceutical exports surpassed $30 billion in the last financial year, with the United States remaining a key market, accounting for more than one-third of the country's total pharma exports. According to official trade data, pharmaceutical exports reached over $30 billion in financial year 2024-25, marking an increase of over 9% compared to nearly $27.5 billion in financial year 2023-24. In March 2025, pharma exports registered a year-on-year surge of over 30%, rising to $3,681 million from $2,806 million in the same month of the previous fiscal year, as per the data. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose has assured all help to the family of the persons killed during violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act. The governor visited the violence-affected areas of Shamshirganj in Murshidabad district of West Bengal and met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on 12th of this month.
I will take it up with the government of India and the state government for appropriate action. I will follow it up. I have also asked them, feel free to talk to me directly. We will be in touch with them. Certainly, very effective, proactive steps will be taken. We will do all our best to see that they get justice.
Police arrested 3 persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused Inna Majul Haq. The governor also visited the violence-hit village of Jafarabad. People demanded border security force camps for their protection. It is alleged that locals are receiving threats of attack after the central forces leave the violence-affected areas. Meanwhile, a 5-member team led by National Commission for Women chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar visited the family of Hargobind Das and Chandan Das, who were killed by an unruly mob on 12th of this month during protest against the Waqf Amendment Act in Shamshirganj Suti of the Murshidabad district of West Bengal. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar said,
"This kind of attacks have happened. The violence and the attack, which I feel very strongly, that there are some pro-terror operators who are possibly hiding here somewhere and they have used the local children and they have created a horror here."
A team of National Human Rights Commission left Malda for the violence-hit areas of Murshidabad. 4 people have been killed and 12 are feared trapped under the debris after a 4-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the early hours today. Talking to media, DIG NDRF Mohsin Shahidi said the NDRF team and other agencies are engaged in rescue work. He mentioned that the area is congested, making it difficult to move heavy machinery.
12 लोग अभी जो है फंसे हुए हैं, जिसमें 9 एडल्ट्स बताए जा रहे हैं, 3 बच्चे बताए जा रहे हैं। उसी के लिए हमारी टीम एनडीआरएफ की और दिल्ली फायर सर्विसेज है, वॉलंटियर्स हैं, ये सब लगे हुए हैं। बहुत ही कंस्ट्रिक्टेड एरिया है, हैवी मशीनरी के आने जाने में थोड़ा बाधा आ रही है, देख रहे हैं आप। ये एक चैलेंज है हमारे लिए और मुझे पूरी उम्मीद है कि हो सकता है कि हम कुछ लाइफ जो है निकाल पाएं।
Additional DCP of the Northeast District Sandeep Lamba said the incident took place at around 3 a.m. in the morning. He added that 14 people were rescued, but 4 among them succumbed to their injuries.
करीब 3 बजे की कॉल है, 18 लोगों को रेस्क्यू किया, इनमें अनफॉर्चुनेटली 4 डेड है और 14 जो है अभी एडमिट हॉस्पिटल में। 2 एनडीआरएफ की टीम है, फायर सर्विस की अपनी टीम है।
India has strongly condemned the abduction and brutal killing of the Hindu minority leader Bhubesh Chandra Roy in Bangladesh. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, stated that the incident reflects a continuing pattern of systematic persecution of Hindu minorities under the interim government in Bangladesh, while those responsible for similar past crimes continue to evade justice. New Delhi reiterated its call for the interim government to uphold its responsibility to protect all minority communities, including Hindus, urging it to do so without offering excuses or drawing distinctions. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The National Testing Agency, NTA, released the results for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE, Main Session 2 of 2025 this morning. This time, a total of 24 students have obtained a perfect NTA score of 100 in JEE Main 2025 Paper 1, BE, BTech. The result along with the cutoff is now available on the official JEE Main website, gmain.nta.nic.in. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to health care in the country. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Healthy Liver, Healthy India event organized by the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences in New Delhi to commemorate World Liver Day. Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, health infrastructure has been significant growth in the last 11 years.
2014 mein desh mein 7 AIIMS the, aaj 23 hai, medical college 387 the, aaj 780 hai, MBBS ki seatein 2014 mein 51,000 thi, aaj 118,000 hai aur 75,000 aur badhne ja rahi hai. और ये सब धन के बगैर नहीं होता है। 2014 में हमारा स्वास्थ्य का बजट 37,000 करोड़ था, आज 127,000 करोड़ रुपया।
Highlighting the importance of raising awareness about liver diseases among citizens, Mr. Shah put special thrust on wholesome diet, adequate sleep and regular exercise for maintaining good health.
मैं देश भर के सभी युवाओं को, जिनको अभी 40-50 साल तक अपना जीवन व्यतीत करना है, इस देश के विकास में योगदान देना है, वो युवाओं को मैं जरूर कहना चाहूंगा कि अपने शरीर के लिए 2 घंटा और दिमाग के लिए कम से कम 6 घंटे की नींद एक बार रिजर्व कर लीजिए, अनेक गुना उपयोगिता इसकी बढ़ जाएगी।
दिल्ली लेफ्टिनेंट गवर्नर वी के सक्सेना एंड चीफ मिनिस्टर रेखा गुप्ता ऑल्सो अटेंडेड द इवेंट। Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda urged everyone to take a pledge to reduce their edible oil intake by at least 10% and adopt a healthier lifestyle. In a social media post, he emphasized that small changes can lead to significant results when food is treated as medicine. Responding to Mr. Nadda's post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the initiative as a commendable effort to mark World Liver Day with a focus on mindful eating and healthier living. He highlighted that simple actions such as cutting down on oil consumption can have a substantial impact. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, today issued a public alert regarding online booking frauds, particularly those targeting religious pilgrims and tourists across the country. It advised people to exercise extreme caution and always verify the authenticity of websites before making any payments. People are warned to exercise caution while clicking on sponsored or unknown links on Google, Facebook or WhatsApp. More from our correspondent.
Home Ministry said that the frauds are being perpetrated through fake websites, deceptive social media pages, Facebook posts and paid advertisements on search engines like Google. These scams involve the creation of professional-looking but fake websites and social media profiles and WhatsApp accounts offering services such as helicopter booking for Kedarnath and Char Dham. The ministry urged the public to cross-check bookings only through official government portals or trusted travel agencies. It also advised to report such incidents immediately on the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal, www.cybercrime.gov.in, or by calling the helpline number 1930. To contain such scams, Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center is taking multi-pronged strategy. The center is also identifying cybercrime hotspots and sensitizing the concerned states and union territories. Fake websites, advertisements, and impersonating social media accounts are being disabled to protect citizens. With Pallavi Parmar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that a new sports culture has developed in the country under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. After inaugurating the Sansad Khel Mahakumbh in Lucknow today, Mr. Singh said the central and Uttar Pradesh governments have adopted sports-friendly policies. As a result, youth from small towns are getting a chance to showcase their talent. Mr. Singh said the government is making every effort to organize the Olympic Games to be held in 2036 in Gujarat, while efforts are also being made to organize other world-class games in India.
खेलों को हम लोग बहुत ही गंभीरता पूर्वक लेते हैं। आज हमारी सरकार 2036 में होने वाले ओलंपिक खेलों का आयोजन गुजरात में करने के लिए पूरा प्रयास कर रही है। वहीं अन्य विश्व स्तरीय खेलों का भी आयोजन भारत में हो, इसका भी प्रयास हमारे यहाँ तेजी से चल रहा है।
In Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 148 people were found dead after a motorized wooden boat caught fire and capsized. Officials informed that the boat was carrying as many as 500 passengers, including women and children, when it overturned in the Congo River, located in the country's northwest region. The United States and Iran are set to hold a new round of nuclear talks in Rome today to resolve their decades-long standoff over Tehran's atomic ambitions. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff will negotiate indirectly through mediators from Oman. A 21-year-old Indian student, Harsimrat Randhawa, was killed in Hamilton, Canada, after being struck by a stray bullet while waiting at a bus stop. The Consulate General of India in Toronto expressed deep sorrow over her death and is in contact with her family, offering support. Meanwhile, police are investigating the case as a homicide. On to sports, Veer Chotrani and Anahat Singh advanced to the finals of the World Championship qualifying event, Asia, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The second-seeded Chotrani prevailed 3-1 against Chi Him Wong, his eighth-seeded opponent from Hong Kong. The Indian will now be up against either Muhammad Asim Khan, the top seed from Pakistan, or Amishane Raj Chandran, the third seed from Malaysia, in the final tomorrow. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Delhi Capitals in a top-of-the-table clash in Ahmedabad today. The match is set to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. Akshar Patel-led Delhi Capitals have only lost one match out of the six matches played so far. Later in the evening, Rajasthan Royals will aim to return to winning ways as they take on Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. IST. In Himachal Pradesh, the Meteorological Department has issued an alert of heavy rain, hailstorm and thunderstorm at some places in the state during the next 24 hours. Our correspondent reports that there is news of rain accompanied by storm in Chamba, Kinnaur and Kullu districts of the state last night, while most of the areas are cloudy today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. India's pharmaceutical exports surge over 9% to reach $30 billion in last financial year. Four people killed and 12 feared trapped under debris in a building collapse in Mustafabad area of Delhi. Joint entrance examination main session 2 results declared. 24 students obtained perfect 100 NTA score. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans to face Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.